not ashamed of the gospel, the good news about salvation through Messiah Jesus, because this good news is the power of God to bring salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jewish people and then to the Gentiles. And salvation from the real and deadly forces of Satan, sin, and death is our greatest need. Shalom. This is Rabbi Loren coming to you live by Skype from the studios of Congregation Shema Yisrael, along with Rabbi Glenn coming over the phone with Jesus Made Me Kosher. Greetings, Rabbi Glenn.
Hey, Rabbi Loren. Great to talk to you today.
And good to have you with us today. Rabbi Glenn, today we're going to talk about being a member, and I emphasize the word member, of a good Christian church or a good messianic synagogue.
Well, I happen to be biased, but I think I belong to just about the best congregation there is in the whole world.
You are very kind, Rabbi Glenn. Being a member of a good Christian church or a good messianic Jewish congregation like Congregation Shema Yisrael is so very, very important. Being a member of a new covenant community that belongs to the Son of God is to be at the very center of our life and the life of our families. It's one of the very most important things we can do. And it's a duty. It's a responsibility. It's a spiritual discipline. It is a habit we must build into our lives and the lives of our family. It must be a priority, Rabbi Glenn.
That's true, Rabbi Loren. The writer of the letter to the Messianic Jews, better known as Hebrews, in chapter 10, verse 25 wrote, "Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some." So he was warning us. We don't know who wrote that letter, but they were warning us about the dangers of trying to be a spiritual lone ranger. We just don't do well on our own. God knows that. He knows that we're prone to go our own way. And as the Proverbs again and again remind us, our own way is usually not a good way.
Exactly. Hebrews 10:25, we are not to forsake our assembling together. And then it's fascinating, Rabbi Glenn. It says, as is the habit of some. So already in the first century, there were some Hebrews, some Messianic Jews, who were in the habit of not coming together with when the community would assemble, and that is just not right.
You know, I've met people who, and I know you have too, over our many years collectively of ministry, who will say, I don't need to go to a church. I read the Bible on my own. Rabbi Loren, in all of these years, and I've been in the Lord now 31 years, I've never met anybody who did their walk with the Lord that way and actually was a mature believer. If anything, their life was filled with troubles.
I agree. I've had the same experience. Listen to this message from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. It says, obey your leaders, talking about spiritual leaders, the heads of the congregation. Obey your leaders, submit to them, because they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you. So, Rabbi Glenn, if you're going to fulfill this scripture, obey your leaders and submit to them, you have to have leaders, and you have to be in a relationship with them, and you have to be submitting to them. That can't be done if you're not part of a Christian church or a Messianic Jewish congregation.
No, and, you know, the sense that I get from the writer of Hebrews is that, you know, the leaders of congregations should not have to pull people's teeth to do the right thing. In other words, people should want, simply out of love for the Lord and love for His Word and a desire to be obedient, it should be natural to want to do these things, and spiritual leaders shouldn't have to pull people's teeth to get them to do the most very simple and basic thing, like coming regularly, joining the congregation, worshiping together with your brothers and sisters.
Listen to this one from Proverbs chapter 18. This is Proverbs 18, verse 1. The person who separates himself seeks his own desire. He quarrels against all sound wisdom. He who separates himself seeks his own desire. He fights against all sound wisdom. And so what that's telling us is that the Lord has not designed us to separate ourselves, to isolate ourselves from others. It is tragic, it is wrong when Christians or Messianic Jews separate themselves from a good new covenant community and think that they can live for the Lord on their own. Rabbi Glenn, they're fighting God's design. They're rebelling against sound wisdom, and they will suffer as a result. And the community, which could be benefited by their involvement, will suffer. It's diminished by their absence. So we want to be part of a good new covenant community, a good church, a good messianic congregation. We don't want to separate ourselves and seek our own desire. We will be so much better off if we submit to God's plan.
Very well said, Rabbi Lauren. And you and I would be quick to remind people that as much as we hope people are enjoying good radio programs like Jesus Made Me Kosher and Christ in the City, TV and radio ministry is no substitute. People should not be looking at radio ministry or television ministry as a substitute or surrogate for regular attendance and fellowship in a local congregation.
Rabbi Glenn, have you ever talked to anyone or met anyone who said, you know, oh, my church is, and then they name some televangelist?
Unfortunately, yes, I have. It's really sad.
It's pathetic, and it's wrong, and I have a feeling that there's some people who are listening to us right now who are guilty of that. So we want to encourage you, if that's you, you must be part of a good local Christian church or a good local messianic synagogue. Radio, TV is no substitute. They can augment your spiritual nourishment, but there's so much else that goes on in the community and the assembly of the sons and daughters of God.
You know, Rabbi Lauren, as I think on that proverb, Proverbs 18:1, he who separates himself seeks his own desire. You know, the writer of Proverbs is giving us a hint that people who refuse, now we're not talking about people who are unable. You know, sometimes people will be for a period of time without a car, without a ride, temporarily, or maybe laid up and sick. That's understandable. We're talking about those who refuse to be part of a local assembly. And it says, he who separates himself seeks his own desire. You know, that tells me that somebody who refuses to be part of the community has an agenda. Maybe they're hiding something, which is, there's no need to do that. We're the assembly of the forgiven. But maybe they have an agenda or they're hiding something. But there is no good reason, and there's just no biblical justification for separating oneself from a local assembly.
I agree. And if we do find a good Christian church or a good Messianic Jewish community like ours, we don't want to just go and hear the sermon and sing a few songs and throw some money in the plate as it goes by and leave and think that we've done our duty. There's so much more than that. We want to get connected there. We want to become a member. I like the word member. It's like the New Covenant community, the local church, the local Messianic congregation is like a body. It's like, and a body has parts, and we're members of this body. So we don't just come and go and hear and sing and throw some bucks in the plate and think we've done our duty. No, we want to be members. We want to get connected. We want to act like members. We need to get to know the leaders there and enable them to get to know us if we're going to submit to them and obey them. We need to serve the Lord there. We need to help the community grow from within. We got to do something to help it grow from within. And we need to witness to those who are without the community.
You know, it's the contrast between somebody really desiring to serve the Lord by serving his people and somebody who's a minimalist who says, okay, well, what's the least I can get away with and still sort of, you know, edge my way into the kingdom of God? And the whole point is the kingdom of God, the church, is about people. So to separate oneself from the local worshiping community and just refuse to be part of it is essentially to say, I don't want to be part of God's people. Maybe, and look, we all know people who might get on our nerves, but the point is the kingdom of God is not about a building. It's not about a song. It's not about a sermon. It's about living in community, and you can't do that on your own.
And you got to be in the community. You got to be an active part of the community. You got to be doing something to serve the community, to build up the community from within. And then we have responsibilities to bring the good news of salvation to those outside the new covenant community, to a lost and dying world. So we must find a good church or a good messianic congregation. And if we do, we want to stay loyal to it. We want to support it. Rabbi Glenn, there's such a problem today with church hopping. People who just hop from church to church to church because, you know, the grass is always greener. There's a new pastor with a, you know, better message or more exciting this or that. But that's not right. If we find a good community, we want to, you know, get connected to it, stay loyal to it, support it. No church hopping.
Yeah, you know, you almost want to put an S in front of it and call it church shopping. When people leave a church just because everything isn't exactly perfect or they think, oh, there should be a better children's program or there should be a better this or a better that. You know, it's the let me be candid, Rabbi Lauren. It's the weak and cowardly thing to do to just run and look for greener pastures. The real thing to do, if we really believe that Messiah calls us to servanthood, is to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So if somebody's in a congregation and it's a good congregation, they're teaching the Word of God, but maybe it's lacking a youth program, or maybe it just has a weak youth program and somebody has kids, instead of just running and shopping for the better thing, as treating the body of Christ as though it's just, you know, Walmart versus Kmart or whatever, be part of the solution. Offer to help put together a new youth program. Offer to help go in the neighborhood and invite families. I mean, instead of running from the problem, be part of the solution to the problem.
I like that. And Rabbi Glenn, we've also, you know, experienced and are familiar with the phenomena that, you know, no community is perfect. We're imperfect people. We're saved. We're forgiven. We're atoned for. We're going to live forever. But we're still imperfect human beings. Only the Son of God, only Messiah is perfect. So there is no perfect community. There's no perfect church. There's no perfect messianic synagogue. People aren't perfect. And so we're going to rub each other the wrong way. We're not going to get along with anyone. And we're going to hurt one another, even within the New Covenant community. That's going to happen. That doesn't mean that we're all hypocrites and we should just, you know, leave. If there are problems, and there will be problems, you want to try to remain and work through the problems, not just, you know, throw in the towel at the first sign of problems or difficulties.
Yeah, otherwise the expression, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another, is pointless. If we're going to run away from conflict instead of work to resolve it and grow through the process, then such a proverb is meaningless. Iron sharpening iron creates sparks, Rabbi Lauren, and we shouldn't be afraid to be willing to receive correction, to give correction, and to believe the best about each other as we all grow more and more into Messiah's likeness. We're not there yet, but to run away from the problems is to refuse to even undergo the process.
You're absolutely right. Well, being part of a good Christian church or a good Messianic Jewish synagogue is one of the most important decisions we will ever make, and we need to make it wisely. So, Rabbi Glenn, you and I have come up with a list of various things that we think are important to, you know, to be a good church, a good Messianic congregation. Let's talk about some of those.
Okay, very good. Well, I know you and I both agree that the proper foundation for leadership in Messiah's body is male leadership, not female leadership. We're not saying that women aren't extremely valuable and that they don't do ministry. What we're saying is that it would be out of order for a woman to be a pastor. And there was nothing ambiguous about Rabbi Paul's words to Timothy: a woman must quietly receive instruction with entire submissiveness, but I do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man, but to remain quiet. And then again he wrote to Timothy, an overseer, which is a synonym for bishop and pastor, an overseer must be the husband of one wife. You know, God created an order among human beings. Again, we're not saying one is better than the other, but God did create an order, and the man is the head of his family, even if his wife is smarter than he. And I say that because I think my wife is. God's word, not our talent, is the determinative factor in family leadership and also, you and I believe, in spiritual leadership.
Exactly, because being the leader of a church, being the leader of a messianic synagogue, is really virtually the same thing as being the leader of a family, because a church, a congregation, is really like an extended family. We are the sons and daughters of God. You know, we have God the Father, we have Messiah the Son, we have the sons and daughters of God. The church is really like a big extended family. So leading a community, leading a church, leading a congregation is like being a father. And Rabbi Glenn, it's not easy to be a good father. Fathering can be very difficult. I've been a rabbi for more than 20 years, you know, and I'm telling you that being a good rabbi, being a good pastor is very tough work. It's often discouraging. There are times when it's burdensome, emotionally draining. Duties include disciplining people, confronting those who are doing wrong, trying to correct them, women, and sometimes some very strong, difficult men. Being a good pastor involves receiving criticism from your community, sometimes deserved, but very often not deserved. It involves disappointing people. You can't please everyone. Being a good leader of a community involves speaking publicly about controversial and unpopular issues. All this takes a certain toughness and aggressiveness. So being a pastor can be a very rough, hard job. And I believe that these responsibilities are not for the gentler sex, that this kind of spiritual leadership is reserved for the men, just like leadership in the family is reserved for the man.
And you know, Rabbi Lauren, I don't think it's in any way coincidental that some of the same church denominations that over the years began ordaining women to pastorates gradually also began capitulating to the culture and adopting unbiblical things as being okay, such as same-sex marriage, ordination of homosexuals to the clergy. You know, being weak and trying to please people in one department, in one area of life can lead to compromises in other areas of life. And the fact is that women are the gentler gender and are less prone to confront when needed to be. And when we see whole denominations compromising on male leadership as pastors in churches, soon enough they're capitulating on other very significant issues as well.
Things go with things, Rabbi Glenn.
Yeah.
So just as the man is the head of the home, and that's clear, you know, the Tanakh, the Old Testament, the Brit Chadashah, the New Testament make it crystal clear that the man is the head of the home. You know, God has a creation order where the man is in charge of his home. The man is the head of the wife, the head of the woman. Just as the man is the head of the home and the home functions properly when the man is the leader, so the church functions properly in the same way with male leadership. And the church, for roughly 1900 years, knew that and did not allow women to be leaders. It's only been, what, the past 40, 50 years, Rabbi Glenn, that we've had this, move towards female spiritual leadership.
Yeah, and you know, those who would argue that, well, Israel had Deborah, who was a judge, I would remind them that also Israel at that time was bereft of godliness and good male leadership. You would hardly want to look to Deborah to be some kind of biblical norm or a rule of thumb for how things are done. I think the author of Judges was trying to show us just how bad the situation was in Israel at that time.
This is Rabbi Lauren and Rabbi Glenn. You're listening to Jesus Made Me Kosher, and we're talking about the importance of a good Christian community or a good Messianic Jewish congregation like ours. It's such an important thing, and it's important that we are connected members, actively involved in a good church, a good Messianic congregation. And we're talking about some of the qualifications that are important for a good community. And the first one was male leadership. And then, Rabbi Glenn, another thing is, you know, good leaders should be courageous. The pastor should be a John the Baptist. The pastor should be like a prophet of old. The pastor should be like the preachers in early American churches. These were bold men, courageous men. They courageously addressed the key issues of their day. They weren't afraid to talk about the reality of sin and the reality of heaven and hell and the day of judgment and the need for holiness and salvation through Messiah alone, faith in Messiah alone. You know, I think that the church, which is the pillar of the truth and the salt and the light, is not making the impact on our culture because of, you know, wimpy pastors, men who are not sufficiently courageous. So we want to choose leaders who are courageous men of God.
Absolutely. These leaders need to be willing to address key moral issues of the day from a biblical perspective. You know, 150 years ago, the faithful pastors from their pulpits decried slavery, calling it for the evil it was. Courageous pastors today need to decry abortion for the evil it is. Homosexuality and this whole notion, false notion of same-sex marriage, it needs to be addressed from the pulpit. The rampant divorce in our society, it's wicked. It needs to stop. And a good pastor has to be willing to take an unpopular stand, to ruffle some feathers in order to be faithful to God's word and to God's people.
Well, there's a lot more that needs to be talked about, Rabbi Glenn, for what makes a good, healthy church, a good Messianic congregation. Now, speaking about that, we are meeting tomorrow. That's our main worship service, Saturdays, and we meet at 10:30 at the facilities of Bloomfield Hills Baptist Church. And so we, you know, if people don't have a good church, are not part of a good church or a Messianic congregation, ours is welcome. You know, we welcome everyone. You don't have to be a Messianic Jew like Rabbi Glenn or myself. You can be a kosher-hearted Gentile or just seeking God and want to learn more about, you know, the three-in-one God of Israel. Tomorrow is special because tomorrow is right before the beginning of a major Jewish holiday, Shavuot, the holiday of weeks, otherwise known as Pentecost, 50 days after Passover and the holiday of first fruits. So we're going to be focusing on this wonderful Jewish holiday of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost. And we invite the whole Christian community to come and join us. So, again, this is Rabbi Lauren and Rabbi Glenn. We are so grateful that you've been listening to us today on Jesus Made Me Kosher, and we look forward to being with you next week on Monday. We have some great guests lined up, and we'd like to continue this teaching on what makes a good Christian church a good Messianic congregation. So from all of us who are part of Congregation Shema Yisrael, have a blessed weekend and shalom, shalom.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the three-in-one God of Israel. You can find us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.